Chapter 17. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, give out a dark saying, and make a comparison for the children of Israel, and say, This is what the Lord has said, A great eagle with great wings, full of long feathers of different colors, came to Lebanon, and took the top of the cedar, biting off the highest of its young branches. He took it to the land of Canaan, and put it in a town of traders. And he took some of the seed of the land, planting it in fertile earth, placing it by great waters. He put it in like a willow tree, and its growth went on, and it became a vine, low and widely stretching, whose branches were turned to him, and its roots were under him. So it became a vine, putting out branches and young leaves. And there was another eagle with great wings and thick feathers, and now this vine, pushing out its roots to him, sent out its branches in his direction from the bed where it was planted, so that he might give it water. He had it planted in a good field by great waters, so that it might put out branches and have fruit and be a strong vine. Say, This is what the Lord has said, Will it do well? Will he not have its roots pulled up and its branches cut off, so that all its young leaves may become dry and it may be pulled up by its roots? And if it is planted, will it do well? Will it not become quite dry at the touch of the east wind, drying up in the bed where it was planted? Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Say now to this uncontrolled people, Are these things not clear to you? Say to them, See, the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem and took its king and its rulers away with him to Babylon, and he took one of the sons of the king and made an agreement with him, and he put him under an oath, and took away the great men of the land, so that the kingdom might be made low with no power of lifting itself up, but might keep his agreement to be his servants. But he went against his authority in sending representatives to Egypt to get from them horses and a great army. Will he do well? Will he be safe who does such things? If the agreement is broken, will he be safe? By my life, says the Lord, truly in the place of the king who made him king, whose oath he put on one side and let his agreement with him be broken, even in Babylon he will come to his death. And Pharaoh with his strong army and great forces will be no help to him in the war, when they put up earthworks and make strong walls for the cutting off of lives. For he put his oath on one side in letting the agreement be broken, and though he had given his hand to it, he did all these things, he will not get away safe. And so the Lord has said, By my life, truly, for my oath which he put on one side, and my agreement which has been broken, I will send punishment on his head. My net will be stretched out over him, and he will be taken in my cords, and I will send him to Babylon, and there I will be his judge for the wrong which he has done against me. All his best fighting men will be put to the sword, and the rest will be sent away to every wind, and you will be certain that I the Lord have said it. This is what the Lord has said, Further, I will take the highest top of the cedar and put it in the earth, cutting off from the highest of his young branches a soft one. I will have it planted on a high and great mountain. It will be planted on the high mountain of Israel. It will put out branches and have fruit and be a fair cedar. Under it all birds of every sort will make their living place, resting in the shade of its branches. And it will be clear to all the trees of the field that I the Lord have made low the high tree and made high the low tree, drying up the green tree and making the dry tree full of growth. I the Lord have said it and have done it.